This morning I have a few words to speak on, and those words are coming directly out of the Bible. So if you'll take your Bible and turn over to Proverbs chapter number 1, Proverbs chapter 1, we are going to read verse number 5. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 5. And if you don't have a Bible, there are some on the table in the back if you would like to go grab a Bible. That way you could read along with us. We are in Proverbs chapter 1, starting in verse number 5. Actually, first 5 will be our text. It says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." Let's go to the Lord in prayer one more time. Dear Lord, we thank You for this blessed day. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity to stand and to proclaim Your Word. Lord, I pray that You help me to speak the words that You'd have me to speak. I pray, Lord, that You convict the hearts of all of us in a way that will be honoring and glorying unto You, and that we might learn to be the child that You would have us to be, and that we might continue in Your work that You have started and that You gave Your Son's life for. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 1 and verse 5. It says a wise man, but when you see this, that word man is italicized, which means it's laid over slightly. That is in reference to it could be man or a woman. A wise man. There are many people today who have a knowledge that surpasses the knowledge of everybody else concerning the things of life. You have people that are geniuses on computers. You have people that are geniuses on stock markets. You have people that have all this knowledge. They call them like Einstein. They call them geniuses. The wisdom that we're talking about here, the wise man, is a wise man in reference to God. God's Word, God's ways, this wise man or wise woman. So this wise man is intelligent in the ways of God, skillful or artful in the ways of God. In Hebrews chapter 11, I'm sorry, in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10, it tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is not a fear that we would use for the word fear or coward, meaning the same thing, scared. But fear as a respectful thing. We have a respect for the one that we have put our hearts and souls and we believe in the most. We have a respect for this person. In Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 7, if you'll turn over there, Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 7, we are studying Hebrews in our classroom study. And if you're not in class, you're missing a blessing, I think, from the study of Hebrews. And in Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 7, it says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear." This is not he was scared. He moved with respect. It was a yes, sir. You asked me to do this? Yes, sir, I'm going to do it. I trust You. He moved with fear, prepared an ark. 120 years he took and preached, and he built a boat on dry land where there was no water, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And in class we are learning that by faith God accepts our righteousness. We are righteous by that faith. Noah was righteous by that faith. If you'll turn over to Acts chapter 13 and verse 16, I'm going to look at a different aspect of the fear of God. Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 16. Paul, I believe to be the writer of Acts, he stood up in this verse, in verse 16, and beckoning with his hand said, "Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience." Many people will listen. Many people who have heard the Word of God But they have not placed their faith in God. They have not trusted God. They don't have the respect for God that they should have. Men of Israel. Who was Israel? They were supposed to be His chosen people, yet they had no respect for God. They had no fear of God. They lived and studied and tried to make themselves better, to look good for people, to do things that were righteous in their own eyes, as we do today sometimes. We try to make things righteous in our own eyes. And ye that feared God. There were those that feared God, that had a respect for God, that loved God. People like Abraham, Noah, Isaac, Sarah, Abel. They had a fear for God. Give audience. When we listen to God, we become wise. When we have a respect for God, we start to become wise. Because like I said in Proverbs 9 and 10, the fear of the Lord, this is only the beginning of wisdom. It's not wisdom, but it is the beginning. If you and I are to have a relationship with God, we must have a respect for who God is. In order to have a respect for who something is or who God is, you have to trust that what He's saying is true, is right, it's without anything you could be ashamed for. It's something you will stake your life on. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, Jesus Himself wrote in Matthew 7 and verse 24, let me turn there. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, he's not wise as of yet, but he has started this foundation off right, as we're going to talk about the foundation. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. His house is on the rock. His foundation stands sure. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So, when we give audience to God, we need to be as the ones that are fearing God, not ones that are just listening. You people of God, and you that fear God, there is a difference. We want to be the we want to start our lives off with a wise beginning, not a foolish beginning. We want to build our house on a foundation that stands sure. We don't want to build it on something that's going to fall down. A wise man will hear. And this is not just it comes in and you heard it. This is something that you heard and you understood and you believed. A wise man will hear. There was a man that Paul talked to in the Scripture, and his name was Agrippa, King Agrippa. He taught King Agrippa. He even made the statement, "Thou knowest what I'm saying. Thou knowest." He taught him Jesus. He taught him God. He taught him about Abraham. He taught him about the flood of Noah. He don't say it, but you know he taught it. He taught everything there is to know about God. He heard, but it wasn't with the hearing of a wise man. It was with the hearing of a foolish man. King Agrippa said, "Almost persuadest me to be a Christian." I want to read to you about Sodom and Gomorrah in the book of Jonah. Turn to Jonah chapter 3 in verse number 5. Jonah chapter number 3 in verse number 5. God told Jonah, before I read this, God told Jonah, go to Nineveh. Preach to them that I'm going to destroy you unless you have turned turn to me. All he wanted to do was preach. We know the story of Jonah. He said he didn't want to do it. He went to Tarshish, got on a boat. God prepared a fish. The fish swallowed Jonah, spit him up, said, "All right, God, I'll do what you want me to do." And so Jonah, in Jonah chapter 3 and verse 4, it says that, "And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, 'Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.'" That was his message. The people heard his message. Not only did they hear it, they didn't say, "Almost persuadest me." The king didn't say, "Almost persuadest me." They heard the message. They heard with the respect for who God is and what God could do. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid down his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and he sat in ashes, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn from his fierce anger, that we perish not?" And God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. They were not as King Agrippa. They had a respectful fear of God. Do you have a respectful fear of God? Are you those that are just listening? Or are you somebody who was hearing? King Agrippa listened. Sodom and Gomorrah, they heard. There is a difference. A wise man will hear, and he will increase in learning, the Scripture tells us. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5. What does it mean to increase learning? People increase learning every day. They learn something new all the time. You and I are learn. Some of us become truck drivers, learn how to drive a truck. Some of us become mechanics, learn how to mechanic. Some of us learn how to do refrigerant, work on refrigeration. Some of us are doctors, know about the parts of the bodies, the muscles, and they're learning more and more every day. If you are, everybody that works, you can attest to this, there's something learned. You learn every day, right? A wise man will hear and increase learning. The wise is the fear of the Lord. He will hear and have a respect for God and follow God, and he will learn God's ways. 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, who is a man who fears God in the faith. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1, Paul says to Timothy, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and leave captive silly women, laden with sins, laid away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Their lives are based upon not a respectful fear of God, but of themselves. They do these things thinking that they are of a godly person, and they learn more and more, and they continue to gain more knowledge, and they become high-minded. All these things the Scripture says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That is where your truth comes from. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain unto wise counsel. So a wise man has a fear of God. He will increase learning by learning the ways of God. And he will have an understanding where he has a knowledge of obedience. If you are not obeying God, if you're not doing the things that he has set out, that he has gave his life for in the New Testament, this church, and for the New Testament church, if you're not doing the things that he said to do, go ye therefore, you're not increasing your learning. You're not obedient. You don't have the true knowledge of which he is telling you need to have. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. You know what attain means? That means own something. Something you believe in so much that it is a part of you, that it is you. That you want that particular thing, and there's nothing anybody can do or nothing anybody can say that can remove that from you. You attain. You have a grasp on it so big that nothing can, like the scripture that says that all my children are in God's hands and he's got you wrapped by the Spirit and there's no man can pluck you out of my hands. There is an attain there. That is what that attain means. A wise man, if you are not a wise man, you are not attaining. But if you are a wise man, you are attaining. And what are you attaining to? You're attaining unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb. What is a proverb? It's a wise saying. That's what you're attaining to. Not to what you learn in this world, what can get you by technology-wise, or what can get you down the road, or make your status in life big. It's the wise counsel. It's to understand wise sayings, and not just to understand them, but you to understand the interpretation of them. They make sense to you. And the words of the wise, and their dark saying. I'm going to give you some words that are of a wise counsel. Jesus came, and in Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ our Lord being our foundation. Jesus Christ being everything. Without him I can do nothing. Without him I am nothing. So it's by this grace that God bestowed upon us, giving his Son for us, by this grace you are saved through faith. You believe God and it was accounted unto you for righteousness. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. People are trying to buy their way, trying to work their way. You can't buy your way. That's not wise counsel. You can't work your way. That's not wise counsel. You have to trust God in His ways. That's wise counsel. In John chapter 3, in verse number 14, it tells us, and Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Didn't make sense. But he was trying to show something. He was trying to make an interpretation. He was trying to put a shadow of something. Look, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, Jesus Christ. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Not that whosoever works for him, or whosoever is wise in their own eyes, deceitful, heady, high-minded, whosoever believeth in Jesus Christ should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Wise counsel. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. If you do not choose to follow God, if you choose to not respect God, if you choose not to have that fear of God, if you choose not to accept His Son Jesus, you're not attaining to wise counsel. Wise counsel is trusting in God, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Wise counsel is trusting in Jesus. That is my message today. I would like for us to all stand. I would like for us to all have a verse of invitation. And I would like for us to think about the wise counsels of God. Either you love God or you don't love God. Either you have a respect for God or you don't have a respect for God. It is my prayer, my wife's prayer, it should be everyone's prayer here today, that you are to have a respectful fear for God. You are to attain unto wise counsel. You are to seek guidance from the Word of which He has so blessed us with, that He has freely given us. And I pray that it's not building up dust on your tables, on your refrigerators, in your bookshelves. Somebody asks you where it is, you don't know. I pray that you're attaining to the wise counsel that God has given us. A wise man will hear, and he will understand, and he will increase in learning. He will be a doer of the work. This man will be blessed in his deed, because he trusted in Jesus Christ as his Savior. He believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness.
Oh. 381, please. 381.
Oh.